Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein and I work for Cell Group. This screencast is part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos in which you'll learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from both native code in C++ and managed code in C# and .NET. In this video, we'll focus on the integration of shell libraries in code, specifically how your application can create a library, add folders to a library, remove folders from a library, and display the library management user interface that allows the user to manage the library's folders on his own. Now, before we dive to the specific APIs, let me show you a demo of the applications that we have here. I have a managed and a native version of an application that enables you to do all of these things. So let's run it. The first thing it does is to create a My Library library and add two folders to it. The desktop is the default save folder, and the favorites folder is just one of the other folders in the library. And if I go to the Explorer window, I can see this My Library appear, and in it are the folders that indeed were created by the application. The next thing the application does is remove one of the folders from the library. And I would like to remind you that removing a folder from a library doesn't mean that the folder is deleted. It just means that the library does no longer reference it. Now the library contains only one folder, and the next thing the application does is give me the Manage UI, the library management user interface, and I can add, say, the Contacts folder to the library, and the application immediately should have become aware of it, but it probably didn't refresh quickly enough. One way or another, the last thing the application does is delete the library, and then it disappears from Windows Explorer, leaving no trace of the application's execution. The managed version does exactly the same thing as the native version, so when we look at the code, I'll show you the details and differences, but for now, this one demo was enough. Let's go back to the APIs. So the first thing we'll have to talk about is how to create a new library. In managed code, all you need to do is create a new shell library object, which belongs to the Windows API code pack, using one of its three constructors. The first constructor creates a library in the default library's repository, which is the same place where the documents library, the pictures library, and all the other default system libraries are. The second overload allows you to choose a known library in which the new library will be created, and the last one allows you to put the library wherever you want in the file system. Note that wherever you put the library file means nothing to the folders inside the library. You can still associate the library with any folders from your local machine or from network paths, and it doesn't matter where the actual library file is stored. All constructors also receive an override flag that tells you if you want to override the library with the same name, if there is one already, so you can create your own documents library and override the existing one. Once you have the library, you use the shell library object to work with it. You can change the library's type, its default save folder, and there are also methods such as remove and add that add folders and remove folders from the library. When you create the library, it is created empty, so you have to add folders to it and give it the folder path or shell file system folder object, which represents the folder. The first folder you add to the library is also automatically defined as the default save folder, and if you add additional folders, you can then later change the default save folder by using the property default save folder. You can also remove a folder from the library. Now, you can also use the shell library.showManageLibraryUI method to display the same library management user interface that I've shown you before, and then the user can use this user interface instead of forcing your application to provide one of your own. And again, if you delete the library itself, which can be done using the delete function, it only deletes the library file from the file system and does not affect whatsoever the folders and files which the library references. In unmanaged code, it's pretty much the same, but the function names are longer. To create a new library, you use the create library API function. And it gives you an iShell library object, which you can use to work with the new library. You can specify where the library should be saved. You can use either the save function or the save in known folder function to save the created library file wherever you want. And then you can use sh add folder path to library, or you can use the add folder method of the library itself, to add folders and to remove folders from the library. When you're done, you have to call the commit function to complete all your changes to the library. If you don't call commit, the changes will not be flushed to the disk file and will be discarded for the next time you run your application. To show the managed library UI in C++ code, you have to work a little bit harder. First of all, you need to get the library's full path. The library is represented as a file in the file system, with a special extension of .library.ms. For a library that was created in a known folder, for example in the libraries folder where the documents and videos libraries are, you can use the sh createItemInKnownFolder function to get an iShellItem2 representation of the library, passing to it the known folder ID and getting the object back. Then you can use the getString function with the property key parsing path to get the actual file name. Now that you have that, you create an iShellItem which represents the library by using shCreateItem for parsing name, and finally you can use the shShowManageLibraryUI passing to it the iShellItem that actually is your library. You can also pass some instructions to the user, a window title, and so on. When you're done, release all the objects, and if you want to delete the library, use the simple delete file API of Windows, because a library is just that, it's a file. So let's go and take a look at the actual code. In the managed version, it's all very simple. You use new shell library to instantiate a new shell library object, which creates a library file, and then you can add folders to it. Here I add two folders, and then if I want to, I can remove a folder from the library. And finally, when I want to, I can use the showManageLibraryUI function to display the user interface for managing the library's contents. When I want to delete the library, I use file.delete to delete the file on disk, which removes the library altogether. The native version is a little bit more complicated. We have some helper functions here to make it easier. First of all, the createLibrary function creates a library and gives it a name. What this function does is call shCreateLibrary, save in known folder. It saves the library file in folder ID user libraries. It's a known folder ID. It's a GUID that specifies that you want to store the library file in the same place where all the other libraries are stored, which is this default explorer location for libraries. And after we've done that, we can return the newly created shell library object. After we created the library, we use the add folder function, the helper function here, to add a folder. This is just sh add folder path to library, and then shell library commit. This completes the add folder transaction. And then we also have remove folder, which works much in the same fashion. It calls sh remove folder path from library and then commits the changes to the library file. And finally, when we want to show the manage library user interface, all we have to do is get the library from libraries folder, which is a helper function that goes to the library folder, adds to the library name the .library.ms extension, and uses shCreateItemInKnownFolder to create the shell item that represents the library file. After we have that, we use shCreateItemFromParsingName to get an iShellItem, which represents the library, and we can pass that to the shShowManageLibraryUI interface, and we can specify instructions for the user, a title string, and additional flags that affect the appearance of this library management user interface. This function is blocking, so it will not return before the user completes its modifications to the library through the user interface. And finally, we simply delete the library by calling the delete file API. Again, as earlier, we use the getLibraryFromLibrariesFolderHelper function to get the full path to the library file, and then simply delete file, because it's just a file, and we delete it, which means the library is gone. So as you can see, working with libraries is not very hard. It's just a matter of using the right APIs. And so, for more information, you'll probably want to take a look at the code sample shown in this screencast. It will be available for download together with this video recording. There are also some excellent resources on the web. There's a 5-part Channel 9 tutorial on how to use Windows 7 shell libraries. There are also some blog posts about working with libraries and their features on the Windows 7 blog for developers. And of course, there's always the MSDN documentation for the iShell library interface, which also includes all the information about the shell helper functions, the global functions that we used, as well as the specific details of the methods and parameters that you've seen in this video. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.